We are joined on the line this morning by Dr. Daniel Amen, who has written the book Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. We last talked, I think, about Bright Minds, one of your other previous books. Of course, Dr. Amen, you may have seen him on the PBS specials or talking about the different ways that to improve our brain. And welcome to the program, Dr. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
All right, let's talk a little bit about last time we had Bright for an acronym. This time around, we have Brain XL. If you could take us through some of those briefly before we delve deeper into that.
Well, what I realized a long time ago is nobody wants to feel better slowly. Everybody wants to feel better fast. And I just want people to do it in a way that lasts rather than what most people do is short-term fixes that cause long-term problems. And so Brain XL is exactly how to do it. Brain, the B in brain is you got to get your brain right. So the actual physical functioning of your brain. R is your rational mind. Teach people how to kill the ants, the automatic negative thoughts that steal their happiness. A is attachments, because when your relationships aren't right, you're totally not right. It's the fastest way to feel bad and better. I is inspiration. It's really how to attack depression and addictions. And by protecting your pleasure centers and being purposeful every day, and it's nutrition, it's food and supplements that can help you feel better fast. X is the X factor, the big lessons we've learned from our massive imaging database. And L is love. You do the right things, not because you should, but because you love yourself, you love your life, you love your wife. You got to get your mindset right in order to be able to feel better fast.
One of the phrases I see in here, or at least what they wrote in the release, had to do with how to repair a broken brain. How do we even know if that how our brain is? I mean, we don't really seem to get brain checkups, as it were, as the rest of our physical body. Can you explain that, maybe?
Well, we absolutely should get brain checkups. And it's, you know, I mean, they check virtually every other organ, but the most important organ. When I turned 50, my doctor wanted me to have a colonoscopy. I asked him why he didn't want to look at my brain. Wasn't the other end just as important? And there are ways to do that, whether it's neuropsychological tests, what we do at Amen Clinics, we image the brain, but that is something that is going to be much more common in the future. But how you fix a broken brain is you put it in a healing environment. At Amen Clinics, we're talk about this and feel better fast. We did the world's first and largest study on active and retired NFL players. And virtually all of them have terrible looking brains because they've hit their head thousands of times. But 80% of our players get better when you put their brain in that healing environment that I talk about in the book.
What are some quick techniques, I guess, maybe to help reduce some of those emotions, the things we feel that are being precipitated by our brain?
Well, you know, and feel better fast. I unleash tiny habits. It's from a Stanford group on behavior change. What's the smallest thing you can do today that will make the biggest difference? So, for example, whenever you feel sad or mad or nervous or out of control, write down what you're thinking, and then ask yourself, is it true? And I absolutely know if that's true. And flip it to the opposite, the exact opposite of what you're thinking, and ask yourself if that's true. So powerful. Another one of my favorite tiny habits, and this is probably the most powerful one, is before you do anything, ask yourself, is this good for my brain or bad for it? And if you can answer that with intelligence and love, you're on your way to having a better brain and a better life.
You look at a lot of brain scans. When you're looking at them, what are you looking for or seeing, or what is it you're trying to get out of those images?
So we do a study called SPECT, S-P-E-C-T, and SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. It looks at how your brain works. And it basically tells us three things: healthy activity, too little, or too much. And then my job is to balance it. So I can see if the brain's been hurt by trauma, by toxins, if it works too hard or not hard enough. And that gives me a map to know what to do for my patients.
Let's talk. You mentioned ants before as part of that. Talk a little bit more about what ants are and why you named them that, in a sense.
Well, ANT stands for automatic negative thoughts. They're the thoughts that come into your mind automatically and ruin your day. And I had a really bad day many years ago where I saw four suicidal patients, two couples who hated each other, and two teenagers who ran away from home. And at the end of the day, I was so stressed. And I came home to an ant infestation in my house. And I was cleaning them up. And, you know, medical students are always creating mnemonics or simple ways to remember to list. I'm cleaning them up, and I'm like, automatic negative thoughts. My patients are infested with ants. And so I brought a can of ant spray to work, and I started talking to them. We got to get rid of these things in your head because they are making you sad, sick, and unhappy.
How long does it take before we get rid of those negative thoughts and replace them with, I guess, positive? Do we need to replace them with positive thoughts, or what is that like?
No, I'm not a fan of positive thinking, and I talk about this in Feel Better Fast. I'm a fan of accurate thinking, and so it actually can happen very quickly if you learn to discipline your mind. And I tell people, you need to do 100 of these thoughts. Write down the thoughts that bother you. And then in the book, I actually take them through a process on how to eliminate them. But it can actually happen very quickly. And this technique has actually been found to be as effective as antidepressant medication in a number of studies.
The book is called Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. We're talking today with Dr. Daniel Amen. What drives you to write new books each time about different parts of the brain? Is it just different ways to get similar messages across so that we kind of understand the drumbeat that you've kind of developed?
Well, I love writing and I love teaching. And so, you know, I think about, you know, whatever is on my heart and the heart of so many of my patients. So, for example, I'm in California where we've had these terrible wildfires. And I actually had three of my patients lose their homes. And one of them called me up and said, I need drugs. I feel so awful. I need drugs. And I'm really good with drugs. I'm like, okay, but let's talk about this first. And as we use some of the techniques in the book, half an hour later, she didn't need drugs. So I want to give away the information I have that I teach to all of the people who, you know, can't come see me. It's a way, really, to just continue to beat the drum of you can have a better brain and a better life by taking care of your brain and your mind.
Exercise, nutrition play an important part in this too, I suppose.
Well, head-to-head against antidepressants, walking like you're late for 45 minutes four times a week has been found to be a treatment for depression. Actually, it's better than the antidepressant they compared it to. A brand new study from Australia, if you change your diet and you add more colorful fruits and vegetables and eliminate processed foods, was found to be a treatment for depression. Increasing your omega-3 fatty acid intake can help counteract depression. So these are all super simple things. And too often people go to their primary care doctor and they go, oh, I'm sad. And you leave with a prescription for Prozac or something like it without anybody teaching you how to do the natural things that can optimize your brain. There's a better way.
And we'll find them all in the book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, Unlocking Your Brain's Healing Potential to Overcome Negativity, Anxiety, Anger, Stress, and Trauma. Our guest this morning, Dr. Daniel Amen. Doctor, thanks for sharing the information. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bruce.